Marty, you're taking part in the march to the council lawns for White Ribbon Day. What's your involvement? What's brought you down here?
Two reasons, directly and indirectly. Quite some time ago, I was in a violent relationship that I took far too long to get out of. So that's part of it. And the other part of it is indirectly via my sister, who is currently in a violent relationship that she feels she can't get out of, despite being given a lot of options. So I think women are still accepting it far too much. So until they say enough's enough, I don't know. Hopefully the message is getting through.
My name is Andrea Mason and I'm the coordinator of NPY Women's Council. Violence is such an important community issue in Central Australia. For our organisation, it's been on our radar particularly since 1994 when we started our DV service to help protect women and keep women safe in our communities. So Women's Council absolutely is supporting this campaign and this event because it's so important to get the message out that the violence is wrong, and we say stop the violence in our community.
Stephanie Bell, Director of Congress. The march is being organised by one of my branches, which is in Ginger. So we're here to participate in a march which sends a message out to the community that we've got to stop the violence. We have to make a stand and we have to be united and together about that violence is no longer tolerable.
And do you think the message is getting out there?
I think the more that we highlight it and we take this message to the streets, that it will eventually take place, but we have to accept that it's a long process. And having marches is one part of the picture, and that we are living in very complex situations and that we've got to do a lot more, both us and governments.
What's brought you down to the march today?
Oh, look, well, we just came to Alice Springs and we thought, you know, it's a good thing to be involved. I'm a victim of domestic violence and obviously so is my daughter. And we thought, you know, you can't stop it if you don't have a voice and speak out and support this great day.
Does it take a lot of courage to speak out, particularly if you've been a victim yourself?
It does, but if you don't speak out, it'll never stop, and that's the most important thing.
So how does it feel, Kira, to be marching with your daughter today?
I think it's really good that we're both here together in support of this. And, I mean, she's a bit shy. She doesn't want to yell out too much, but she's here. So that shows something.